Yesterday, it was announced by Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong that the circuit breaker measure that has been enforced since 7 April 2020 will be extended until 1 June 2020. This rather shocking announcement came after another 1,111 cases were reported just yesterday, 21 April 2020, and 1,426 cases being reported the day before, 20 April 2020. Similar to Malaysia, more businesses started to close down and would only reopen on 1 June. One business that's being closed down now is bubble tea stores. Fearing the worst, countless Singaporeans began crowding their favorite bubble tea stands for their final sip of elixir boba before they're quarantined. The Straits Times reported that long queues were spotted at a LiHo bubble tea outlet at My Village in Serangoon Garden and Gongcha's bubble tea shop in Toa Payoh following an announcement by the Ministry of Trade and Industry, MTI. They said in a statement that all standalone food and beverage outlets will have to be closed until 4 May for now. Delivery rider, Mr. Olive Haeckel, told that he's usually just waiting for the bubble tea orders for around 5 minutes, but yesterday it took more than 25 minutes just for two orders of bubble tea. Since 5 p.m., I've started to get at least two orders for bubble tea from various shops every hour. I didn't think much about it until I heard at around 8 p.m. that bubble tea shops would be closed on Wednesday. Despite their intense bubble tea cravings, Singaporeans were still conscious of social distancing and made sure to wear their masks. Good luck to Singaporeans and hey, join the club. I mean, our MCO is still slightly better though, cause we can still get our boba fixes. Also read, Majin women try to show boba pearls will solidify in our stomach, get schooled instead. You have reached the end of this story.